My story is, it's at this Fright Night here, and it's pretty close to full moon.
Oh, it's close, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, she's sitting right up there. I'm driving across Interstate 55 South right now. She's just beautiful. Up on White Mountain in Whitewood, South Dakota, there's something called the White Mountain Monster. And a lot of the older people used to tell us stories about it, and nobody really saw it until about the time when I was a teenager. A few of us were up there 4x4, and Ty was driving a truck, and we're going down the trail, and all of a sudden the truck just died. Everything quit. The lights went out. It's like all the power on it died. And Jeff and I were sitting in the back of the truck, and we heard something kind of rustling and making noise over in the brush. And we thought, okay, well, you know, maybe there's a small black bear out here that, you know, just happened to get passed over by the game wardens or something. And we told Ty, I said, hey, hand us back the rifle and the pistol. And Ty pulled the .44 out from underneath of the seat and handed back the .44 and the two speed loaders. And one of my other friends handed the .270 rifle out the window to the back. This thing comes out, and we're thinking, no, this isn't any small black bear. It's a hell of a lot larger than that. Excuse my language, but...
I can live with that.
He was... It was coming up towards the vehicle, and Jeff and I slunk back as close to the cab as we could get in the bed of the truck, and we saw this thing stood up, had to be over 9 feet tall.
Oh, my.
And just had long, gangly, greasy-looking hair and smelled just like death, like rot and decay, and put two big old paws on the back end of the tailgate, and it's just like you heard this ka-ching, ka-ching, hear them big old claws hitting the back of the tailgate, and we just, we got a hold of ourselves and just started unloading rounds into this thing. I remember I had just started to reload the .270, and I heard Jeff go, oh God, please let this hit, and he picked up the .44 again and aimed straight at the thing's head and squeezed the trigger, and as soon as that weapon went off, this thing let out a hideous roar, and the truck, all the power and everything came back on. Ty got it started and punched it, and this thing chased us all the way down the hill until we hit the hardtack.
Didn't even faze him, did it?
What's that?
Didn't even faze him, did it?
Oh, no. I mean, 270 is a big rifle. I mean, it'll knock over a bull elk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it, 300 meters.
It is huge. Well, you're lucky you got out of that one.
And, you know, and the .44 is no piece either. And we're just at the range of, you know, maybe 6 feet, we were hitting this thing point blank, and it didn't even faze it. It was just looking us over until Jeff had said that and shot it.
Where'd you get the name? I like the name Damien. Did that come from The Omen by any chance? Remember that?
No, I'm much older than The Omen. Actually, Damien came from, I think it came from the old Hebrew, and my mom and dad may have been inspired by Father Damien, but my middle name is Chaim, and that's, you know, my first name meaning friend to all men, and my middle name meaning child of the light. It's pronounced in Arabic, Chaim. And in Hebrew, Chaim.
Ah, okay. It's always been a great name, but I always remember The Omen with Damien. Then it started to creep me out. First time caller line, you're on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This is Dmitry Kosikov. You remember.
Oh,
me.
You're the...
Yes.
You're the Satanist, right? The devil worshiper, the channeler?
Yes. Since last time I called you, you refused. You rejected his important message to the world.
Well, I...
And that made him mad. Then please let me talk. You talk all night.
Oh, hold on now. Hold on. I just want you to know I did not want to interview you because a lot of people have told me that they felt uncomfortable with getting someone on who claimed that he channeled the devil.
Well, he has other means of destroying this weak, pitiful world. Take, for instance, I'm sure you know about the Russians are losing 7,000 people a year. Villages that used to have 300,000, 30,000 are down now to 4. He has powers.
Whatever happened to you? I remember hearing you say your mother was a witch.
Yes.
I mean, why are you this way? Why are you full of evil?
I'm not full of evil.
That sure sounds that way to me.
No, I'm not full of evil. I'm just relaying a message from Lucifer.
Yeah, but you probably worship him?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Of course you do. You are full of evil.
No.
Well, what do you want?
I'm just telling you because you refused him last time. He didn't get angry. He gets back in different ways in society, like the ways of drugs, AIDS, prostitution.
Ah, yeah,
and this
yeah,
new
yeah,
disease
yeah, yeah.
called Morgellon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All manifest,
thanks a
like
lot
you
to
know
me.
Who, Lucifer.
And Lucifer won't get on the show.
And George, there's more to come. 666. Just wait. The rage will continue.
All right. Enough of you. God. Frightline. That guy's... Remember we posted this picture? Creepiest picture I've ever seen. And he came in here. They wanted to do an interview. He and the devil. I finally decided not to. It was my mistake in the first place to even bring it up. And he came in. He made a statement. Our engineers played a little bit with his voice at the end because he really got started to get weirded out. And there he is again. And now he finds us.